Well, happy Friday, everybody. You made it to the end of the week. Thank you for joining us on our inaugural Friday roundup here on Texas Scorecard TV. I'm Brandon Waltons, Managing Editor and Capital Bureau Chief for Texas Scorecard. This is a program where we're just going to take a few minutes every Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. and look through some of the big stories of the week around the state. And for the first one, first guest here, we've got Jacob Asmussen, Central Texas Bureau Chief. A lot happening in Austin. A lot of folks have seen this. The homeless problem is really taking a toll, and now there's new studies showing that the violent crime rate is rising in Austin because of this.
Absolutely, Brandon. Really concerning numbers coming out. The Austin Police Department just released new numbers showing that violent crime among the homeless is rising in the city. They're showing that violent crime among homeless to homeless increased 23%. Last year, and violent crime with a transient perpetrator to a non-homeless victim rose 6% at the same time.
What is the city council doing to combat this? Obviously, people have known this is a problem. Republicans and Democrats are upset about it.
Well, actually, the whole story began with the city council back in June, when they actually made it legal for vagrants to camp, sit and lie down pretty much any public space across the city. And almost overnight, you saw Austinites look at their streets littered with campsites, tent cities, trash. And so the city council's decision immediately sparked this wildfire of public outrage, right? And after a few months, they finally reversed part of their law. But now, recently, with the new statistics and with a lot of recent tragedies, including a homeless person stabbing a restaurant manager in broad daylight, a lot of concerning things coming up. People are still upset at what the city council did.
I guess we've seen Governor Greg Abbott come in and say that he wants DPS down there. He's put some DPS, state police, to try to fix the situation. What effect is that having?
You're seeing some safety, some at least semblance of increased public safety. The governor also opened a campsite for the homeless where they could have a safe place to be and to receive services, to get connected with services. And so looking forward, though, it still remains to be seen what's going to happen, what the city council is going to do, what the governor is going to do. But in the midst of that, we're seeing the public at risk.
Wow. Well, we'll continue to be watching that. And the other thing I wanted to chat with you about, some folks may have seen this, started up last week, a new section on the Texas Scorecard website, our Life section, which you are the czar of, if you will. explain that. I mean, now we've got a lot of new product there at TexasScorecard.com to read. What's the thinking behind the Life section?
Yeah, really excited about this new section. The thinking is, you know, we as Empowered Texans, we cover a lot about the fight in Texas, right? The campaign to hold our elected officials accountable, right? But this new Life section is to talk about what we as an organization, what we as a grassroots movement are fighting for, right? The kind of free, abundant, enjoyable life that we enjoy. So content in this section will be a variety of things of like the intersection of politics and faith. Even things like barbecue reviews, reviews of fun destinations. People can take their families across the state. The things in Texas that make life worth defending.
Excellent. Well, we're really, really excited to have that section and see how it grows. And thank you so much for joining me, Jacob. Now we're going to move over to the DFW Metroplex, where we've got Ross Kessig, the president of Empowered Texans, to talk a little bit about some happenings in Fort Worth right now with the Congresswoman Kate Granger. Ross, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. So we've got this situation where Kate Granger has this Panther Island boondoggle. We've been covering this for a long time. Why don't you catch folks up a little bit on that?
Sure. So U.S. Representative Kate Granger of Fort Worth, she's been in Congress for a long time, almost 24 years. And since 2006, she has been working to secure federal funding for a quote-unquote flood control project that's really not a flood control project. It's really a scheme to get taxpayer money to fund a real estate redevelopment scheme. And what most people know is that her son was tapped to run the agency that's supposed to coordinate this project. So there's a lot of nepotism. That's got a lot of the attention. But what's come to a head this last week is that the Trump administration has decided not to continue to release funding, federal funding for the project. And the project's $800 million over budget. It's had cost overruns and delays. It's a complete disaster. And so it's come under intense scrutiny, especially now that Congresswoman Granger is facing a tough primary challenger in the Republican primary from Chris Putnam.
A big, big challenge. A lot of folks thought, I think it was a month or two ago, President Trump actually released an endorsement for Kay Granger. Looked like that was maybe a sign that the Panther Island stuff would get federal funding to try to help out her campaign. Now it seems like she's left a little bit high and dry. How is Putnam's campaign changing to address these new revelations?
Well, one of the things they picked up on that we exclusively reported on was the fact that Kay Granger and her son, J.D. Granger, and the folks at the agency running this project never actually got a feasibility study or a cost-benefit analysis done, which is typically required by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in order to justify federal tax dollars going to a project. So, in fact, we uncovered a 2018 investigative report from the Texas Monitor that showed why. They'd actually been fighting against having a study done. And so the federal government, I think, got really nervous about releasing appropriated funds to this project. So far, it's only got about $60 million, but they need about $700 million. Mm-hmm. And I think they got nervous because federal tax dollars aren't supposed to go to economic development projects. They're supposed to go to infrastructure projects, you know, for like flood control. But since this project isn't proven to be needed for that, which is something the Putnam campaign has highlighted, that this project is not really about flood control. It's really about funneling tax dollars to an economic development project. And they've only been really only the ones that have been highlighting that, although skeptics have pretty much been saying that all along.
How have local government officials in that congressional district been reacting to this? I can't imagine they're happy that they're not receiving the federal funding on this.
No, and they've been spinning this the entire time. You know, most of the local press has been pretty weak on asking them tough questions. They've been reporting, you know, the Fort Star Telegram has been reporting on all the problems with the project, but they never chase anyone down with a camera and a microphone and put it in, you know, the water districts, go to the water district officials or the city of Fort Worth or the county and really ask them tough questions. So they've been trying to smooth things over and say that, oh, you know, we'll just keep borrowing money and issuing bonds and, you know, eventually the federal money will come. But in regards to this recent revelation, they've actually been pretty quiet. I think they're embarrassed.
What can folks, citizens, do if they want to help out with this situation and stop this waste of tax dollars?
Well, folks in Fort Worth and in Parker County and Wise counties need to pay attention to the congressional race because obviously Representative Granger has been a big proponent of this project. She declined to comment last week on the issue when NBC5 did a really good TV story on it. So she's kind of going into hiding. So people need to, take an interest in that race and decide who they want representing them in Congress. And folks in Tarrant County need to call the city of Fort Worth and start asking tough questions about what they're going to do about the fact that $400 million has already been spent. There's no study proving the project is needed. And the question now is, what are they going to do moving forward?
Well, thank you so much, Ross. We're going to be watching this. I know that folks up in the DFW Metroplex will be covering this heavily. We've got a lot from Robert Montoya up there on that and you as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
One last note here on this Friday roundup. Again, this is our inaugural program. You can leave your comments. We'll put these articles in the comments so that you can see them if you missed them through the week. But one final note as we look ahead to this next week, of course, it's early voting starting Tuesday. Monday is a holiday. Early voting starts on Tuesday. If you're looking for people to vote for, obviously we've issued endorsements in some races. You can see those at empowertexans.com/endorsements. But I wanted to make one note. There's a number of races where we have not issued endorsements. We get a lot of questions about those, and so I want to address that real quick. Obviously, there are some races where either we don't have enough information on the candidates themselves. Maybe the candidates did not seek an endorsement. Maybe there's you know, a number of good candidates, or we've seen these situations before. How many races have you voted in where none of the candidates quite meet your own standards? To that effect, what we're doing, and we've done this week, we've got some articles up right now, we'll continue doing it, is looking at some of those races where Empower Texans and Texans for Fiscal Responsibility has not issued endorsements, and just run down our thoughts on the race, the pros, the cons on the candidates, so that you can make an informed choice. Again, thank you so much for joining us on our inaugural Friday Roundup. We're going to be doing this at 11 o'clock a.m. on Fridays, live right here on Facebook at Texas Scorecard TV. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.